Well, here in Russia, they're portraying the Iran war very much as a massive problem for Donald Trump. I want to show you one of today's Russian newspapers. This is Izvestia, front page. It says it all, really. Here we see President Trump in trouble, high oil prices. And the paper goes on to say that America has failed in 3 weeks to secure a strategic breakthrough in this war. But there are several benefits for Russia from what has been happening there. The recent easing of US sanctions on Russian oil, that has been welcomed by Moscow and has fueled hope here of longer-term sanctions relief. Then the high oil price, of course, that is boosting Russian budget revenues, easing the pressure on the Russian economy and increasing the pressure on economies across Europe. Moscow has been enjoying pointing that out. Also, the Russians were happy to hear President Zelensky warning that Ukraine faces a deficit of missiles because of the war in the Middle East. And they were also delighted to hear President Trump sounding so bitter recently when he was talking about NATO, clearly upset that NATO allies had declined to send naval warships to the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I talked earlier about the oil price, which is good for Russia, but there's one other point to make. A prolonged conflict in the Gulf and the Middle East and a sustained period of super high oil prices, that could spark a global recession.